Blessed Memorial Day to all of you. I trust that hopefully you like to play board games and read books, because that's about all you're going to be able to do today, it looks like. More on Memorial Day also in a second. Who can be saved? That question was asked to you by a stranger off the street wanting to learn about Christianity. Who can be saved? What would you say? Got to be a really nice person. What would you say? I never really had to answer that question until I started teaching high school last year. And I realized that question was asked a lot by our students, this question of salvation, of who can be saved. And I must say, when I first started to try to answer that question, I did a disservice to my students. Why? Because I try to answer in my own terms, my own language, my own words. And I also started to recognize that deep down in that question that our young people were asking of who can be saved was this general assumption that most of humanity is going on the right path. That really we're all on the path to heaven. And unless we really, really mess things up, then we go a different way. But there's this assumption, and I think it's deep, deep, deep within American culture, that says we're all going here. And like I said, unless we really mess things up, we go another way. There's just one problem with that attitude. There's just one problem with me trying to answer that question in my own words. And what is it? That Jesus himself provides an answer to that question. That Jesus himself directly answers that question. And just as much as it might astonish and amaze you and me, it astonished and amazed the disciples who first heard him say these words. So what does Jesus say about this question of salvation? He says, how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of heaven. He says, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Wow. Jesus sets the bar pretty high. What's he getting at here? Is he speaking figuratively, or is he speaking directly? What is it about being rich? So on and so forth. What's he getting at? Is he saying that it's bad to have a lot of money? No. What he's saying is, when we are rich, whether it's monetarily, whether it's in natural gifts, whether it's in spiritual gifts, when we are rich, oftentimes it's very easy to become dependent on ourselves, to see ourselves as the source of our wealth, whatever that wealth may be. And when we have that sense that all these things come from me, we lose the one thing that's required to enter into heaven, being dependent on him. That the remedy for all these things that Jesus is talking about is recognizing our incredible need for him, that without him, we are nothing. That's what Jesus is getting at. When I pointed some of my students to this passage from Mark's gospel to answer that question, one girl said, Father, that sounds pretty much impossible. I said, that's a wonderful answer, because that's what the apostles said too. They said, this sounds impossible. And Jesus says, you're right, it is. For you it is, but not for me. So, what's the remedy we can take away today? Actually, I think the answer is found in Memorial Day. Strange, huh? What do we mean by that? What do we do on Memorial Day? We remember. We remember all the men and women who have gone before us, sacrificing their life, sacrificing their time, sacrificing so many things so that you and I may live in peace and happiness and security. That's also all of our job, is to remember. To remember all the men and women who have gone before us, but also to remember this. To remember where we come from. that we come from God, that He is the source of everything we have and everything we are. And like Jesus said, without Him, we're nothing. So on this Memorial Day, let's simply try to remember. To remember who we are as a country, but also to remember who we are as Christians. That we come from God, and if we are dependent on Him, at the end of our lives, we will return to Him with incredible joy, with incredible confidence, and also with incredible gratitude. Let's remember who we are.